Bluffs. It's really wonderful, too.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Donna, hello. How are you?
I'm everybody.
Hi. Hi, Donna.
Hi. Who do we have joining with us tonight?
Twins on.
Hi, Donna. It's Jelana.
Oh, Jelana.
Mallory.
I'm so glad you're with us. I'm going to try to buddy right now, so hold on here.
Well, before...
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Donna.
Okay.
Yes, we hear you.
All right, good. Okay, we're going to get started right away here. I'm going to let Sharon, are you there? Sharon,
I'm here.
Okay, if you're you've hit star six, then good. Okay, if anybody has a question or would like to say something, all you have to do is hit star six. And I'm going to let Sharon go ahead and start. And thank you, Barbara, for being there early and talking with everybody. So, Sharon, go ahead.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Tonight we have a wonderful class with the master known as God Harmony, who speaks through David Christopher Lewis, the founder and spiritual teacher of our Heart Center movement. He comes to help us harmonize our lives in a time when we are challenged by Armageddon, the shift, and more. At the end of class, in about 75 minutes, you are invited to stay with us for a time of further opportunities and activities in which you might want to join us, learning how to volunteer to serve God through our community, and or prayer requests and prayer times, any questions you have about the Heart Center. Our mission within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. I'm going to ask you all to join me in the opening invocation. We call to the sponsors of the Heart Center Movement and to beloved God Harmony, Archangel Michael, and the nine choirs of angels of the Most High God for our protection, direction, and guidance as we learn tonight from God Harmony. Help us to apply what we learn and follow your plan to stay strong, stalwart, and calm during this time of challenges when we are still in our human form. In the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We will now have our song, Cosmic Harmony, song number 31, if you have it in the songbook. This is our meditation and visualization for tonight's class. We'd like for you to visualize great angels of light surrounding the families who have come to our country fleeing terrorism. Visualize everyone on phones attending this session surrounded by angels of harmonious light protecting all aspects of our class. And now... Donna.
Okay, here we go. I hope you can sing it with us. thank you, Maria Min, for that great song that she did. And the next thing that I would like to do is I have asked a lady named Joanne Ramirez. And Joanne, if you're there, hit star six and just tell me that you're there so I can go ahead and introduce you. Because I noticed she wrote down July 29th on her letter.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, you can just stay on, just stay open there, and I will introduce you. Joanne is a dear, dear lady, a dear heart friend who lives in North Florida in the city of Jacksonville, and she has a son who is active in the military. He's been serving in the U.S. Marines. He just got home from a seven-month deployment, and she also has a beautiful daughter-in-law and an awesome grandson who is 12 years old. And she also has a stepson who she helped raise since the age of four, who's now serving in the Air Force. And he's in his second year serving in the military. And she's proud of her family. And I'm going to let her tell you about her mom and about how she got into the Heart Center teachings and the teachings of the Masters. She won't have very long. It'll be about 5 minutes. So I think that you will really enjoy hearing this little testimony from Joanne. So, Joanne, go ahead.
Thank you, Donna, and thank you, everybody, for being part of the Heart Center and just being part of this awesome organization. Thank you also for the opportunity you're sharing. I'm sorry, sometimes I get a little emotional because it comes from the heart. I was brought, my mom had found the teachings the late 70s and shared with me, and it's just been so deeply rooted with love and joy and all the support that I've received from God and the Ascendant Masters throughout my life, having to being in contact with the Ascendant Masters through my mom, and I'm so grateful for my mother. She's amazing. And just with a lot of love and joy. Definitely I've gone through a lot of challenges in my life, and especially in 2014. My son was deployed again in Afghanistan, and going through a divorce and going through college and all that, and also was diagnosed with cancer during all that going on in my life, and trying to have that stability and holding the balance for my son and my brother that were in Afghanistan fighting the war. So I knew I had a challenge and an opportunity, and I had to trust in God and the Ascended Masters to help me in this situation with my life and asking for miracles and help. And the amazing thing about having her friends and prayer warriors and people that pray for you, my own family is very strong. I knew that I needed their support and prayers so I could maintain peace. And also during this time, I had no insurance. So that really was a big, big challenge, and more than I could handle. And I knew that it was bigger than myself, and I knew that God could handle it. So I had to do my part to be still, which it's hard to be still and to listen and wait for the guidance and doors opening up. Was rejected, also told by a medical doctor that her colleagues don't accept my kind of charity. And I, you know, when you hear that, you don't think it's like, okay, what does that mean, you know? But my mom always instilled words that I needed to hear. and she always told me, Joanne, that doesn't define you. And that gave me the light that I needed to maintain and be steadfast in my prayers. And things opened up for me little by little. And God provided everything that I needed. It took 4 months. My son had gotten home. In 36 hours, he came to take me, and I had my operation. And I am cancer-free 2 years now and healthy. And, sometimes I have some energy things, but God will work it out. But we have to do our part, you know, being still. And what I learned was being still. So God could bring you the miracles you're asking for and what you need in that hour.
Wow.
And it never fails.
And Joanne, you said that you meet with a group. There's about five of you that do the rosary together on Wednesdays.
Yes, we do the rosary, the scriptural rosary, every Wednesday. And we have a family that gets together about five. Sometimes we have a little. He's 5 years old now, but he sometimes joins us, and he brings such joy and light and energy when we have our little ones praying with us, and especially when they chew in with the Our Father, and there's a singing, you know, part of it with the glory be.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son.
Yeah, and, it's
wonderful
that they sing and they dance and they twirl, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's just amazing. And we hold the light for many who are asking prayers for healing and for the universe and whatever we see in the media or requests. We get prayer requests, amazing, all over. Sometimes the internet, too, it just pops up, people asking for prayers. And we have a book that we scribe on prayer requests.
Wonderful.
So that every Wednesday.
That is wonderful. That is a wonderful ministry that you have there, and taking people's prayer requests, and it's good for the children. It's a wonderful thing when it's a family thing. So, well, I want to just thank you, Joanne. I was quite aware of what you went through back a couple of years ago when you wrote and asked for prayer, and I was just amazed at what you went through with your son being gone and getting a divorce and having cancer and not having insurance that was acceptable, and all of those things. But God took you through it, and yeah. I think that your life and your relationship with the Masters is the key. So I'm going to thank you, and I just will continue to pray for you, and we all will. And if you will hit *6 again, it will take you off of the regular sound here.
Okay, thank you so much, Donna, for praying for me and all those who are praying for me and my family and continue prayers. I am so grateful for you.
Thank you. Okay. What I would like to do now is ask, we're going to have this wonderful art stream tonight called Your Soul's Song by God Harmony, and I'm asking Marlene to introduce God Harmony tonight. And if Marlene, if you're there, hit *6 and go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, good evening, everyone. So let me tell you a little bit about God Harmony. He is a cosmic being, and he is also known as the Great Tenor. He represents the cosmic consciousness of God's harmony and the law of God harmony as it manifests in music, in science, in art, in society, and in our own four lower bodies. God harmony serves on the 6 o'clock line of the cosmic clock, the line of God harmony with Serapis Bay. And this is the line of the Divine Mother. Now, God Harmony explains that harmony is a key to our progress on the path. And it is the balance of light, of sun centers, and electronic force fields. And when there is a balance, then there is harmony. And when there is balance and harmony together, then they can, then there can be an acceleration in our life. So God Harmony gives a simple definition of harmony as oneness with God, attunement with God. And God Harmony offers to instruct us in keeping true harmony. He and his legions can be contacted through meditation upon the emerald and the crystal rays. And his presence may be magnified by meditation upon his keynote. And his keynote is the anvil chorus from the opera El Trovatore by Verdi. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Marlene. Another thing I learned in some of the more recent, we've had at least four heart streams from God Harmony, and one of them, he said, just call to me when you go to bed at night and ask for my help in instructing you and help and balancing you in the whole area of balance and harmony. So that's another thing you can do also. And if you have the book, The Masters and Their Retreats, you can learn a whole lot more about him. Now, we will start this, but first I'm going to just read you something real quickly. If you have an aspirin, please take it now. It might be bitter, but if you're having a heart attack, it will help. If I wasn't already anxious, hearing this advice the nurse gave me certainly didn't help. 15 minutes later, I was in the emergency room. A 34-year-old, physically fit, overachieving, workaholic, enabling, control freak, having the classic symptoms of a heart attack. As I sat on the hospital bed, breathing as deeply as I could into what was happening, my mind started to race. Was the fact that I was unwittingly thrust into the role of referee between my dad and my brother last weekend the cause of this? Was it because I had new challenges at my work environment, which was already wearing me out? Was it because I was worrying about where to get the money for my uninsured mother to get the health care she needed for her pre-existing condition? What was to blame? In the end, no one was to blame. There was just me being completely out of harmonic balance with myself. So for many people, life consists of trying to get the kids dressed and ready for school, checking email on our smartphones while dropping them off, attending meeting after meeting at work, picking up fast food because we're too tired to cook, collapsing into bed at the end of the day, wondering how we'll ever squeeze in time for ourselves or our significant others. We are trying to do more, faster and better, and it is killing us. Now we will hear from God Harmony, and we will have some teachings from this.
I am God Harmony. And in this hour I come to shine forth the light of the sun fire radiance from your very source, O soul, to bring forth through your heart, your mind, and your entire being the flow and radiance of that mother light that will reharmonize your life, your being in God. When you live in harmony with yourself, then all is possible, and providence comes to engender within your life all that you require to sustain you, your families, your loved ones, and your mission. How does that harmony manifest so that you can have all that is essential? for your dharma to be fulfilled? It is.
Dharma has many, many meanings, but a key meaning that the masters give us today is it's your responsibility to be, it's your reason for being here at this particular time. You knew before you were born, and you chose, in fact, you were in agreement to come here to this planet at this time. And the particular reason you came here has been around you, and probably for many of you who are listening, it has to do with stopping the things that are occurring on our planet today. Now, the masters have indicated that we are in the middle of Armageddon, which in the Bible says is 3 years. And at the end of that time, we are gradually going into the new age. Actually, we already are. They're kind of simultaneous. Timeliness and timelines are a little different on the heaven side than they are for us. So be aware of that word dharma as being your responsibility for being here. And if you don't know why you're here, I would suggest you get on our Heart Center webpage and get an opportunity to have an appointment with David, which he's offering now at our soul-raising sessions, which you'll hear a little bit more about later on tonight. But at those soul-raising sessions with the Holy Spirit, you will learn why you're here.
There's an equation, Blessed One, whereby you understand your true nature. You live in the light, and you fulfill first your purpose for the great cause of the One. For then all these things shall be added unto thee, and the supply that you require will be at hand, precipitated by unseen hands of light, veritable graces of the Spirit, who ennoble you and your work, because by your intention, by your pure heart fire, you draw forth from the universal what is required in that sacred work.
Now he said, for then by all these things shall be added unto thee. That's from Matthew 6:33. In the Bible it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his will for you, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things, meaning the veritable graces of the Spirit, the unseen hands of light who ennoble you in your work, which God Harmony just mentioned.
You have called to me when you have given the round-the-clock protection prayer, and you have invoked me whether you knew it or not, dearest one. You called forth that God harmony and supply, for I have been there for you, and yet you have not always understood the dynamics that manifest through the raising of the kundalini and the maintaining of that spiritual energy within your third eye, whereby the allness of God is yours to command, because you live true to the cause of the source of all that is.
The kundalini rises naturally up your spine, and it opens one chakra after another. And very often when we are out of balance, one chakra may be quite strong, maybe like the throat or the sacrum area, any one of those main seven chakras, and that is not meant to be. And we can't force the kundalini up. If many people have tried to do it with great after effects that aren't, side effects that are not natural, not good, and are a strain on the body and on the nervous system, and on your spiritual growth. So you may want to look up the word Kundalini, spelled K-U-N-D-A-L-I-N-I, and learn all about what causes this Kundalini to rise in us in a balanced fashion and for each of our chakras to open up in a very timely way. What does that? And that's what you need to know. He says it's balanced because you are living true to the cause of the source of all that is. The source is your Father, Mother, God, your higher self, your oversoul, your solar presence. They're all names for the same thing. And the source usually is felt through your solar plexus. You'll feel it there when you are under stress. The source tries to help you and can balance your whole body and your Kundalini as you meditate and as you learn the value of music. And we will talk about that shortly. What I would like to do right now is call on Cindy. If you're there, Cindy, I'm going to call on Cindy and Barbara and Lenore to share with us their own situations in life where they have been struggling with harmony and where they came through and God, their higher self, helped them. And they can just share with us right now, and I'll call on Cindy first. So, Cindy, if you're there, hit star 6. Cindy, we can't hear you. So maybe she's having trouble with that. I'll call on Barbara then. Barbara, are you there? If you'll hit star 6.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Would you like to share with us a situation in life where you have experienced harmony despite the challenge?
Okay. Interestingly enough, I had an incident last month that was very challenging, and a longtime friend and I had a falling out. I'd known this woman for over 20 years, a long, long time. And now that I'm back living in the town where she is, I guess that just was, I don't know, just was an additional layer of energy on her. And she made a false accusation against me, accused me of doing something that was completely fictitious, and in an email. And I answered the email as politely and as calmly as I could and gave corroborating information and whatever, and I said, I'm sorry if, you know, if you disagree with this or if you don't understand what's happening or whatever. And she wrote back angrily and said, even your apology is a lie. And I just said, oh, brother. It was really pushing my buttons. And I said, you know, I just have to go into my interior self and let this go. And so I did the Ho'oponopono prayers, oh gosh, for about an hour one night. And the next morning when I woke up, I was just, I don't know, it's like it was totally gone. And I didn't feel upset. It wasn't bothering me. I was just, it was just totally off my conscience, which was pretty amazing. So, it's just over. So that was a really a great blessing, because I was really wringing my hands, you know, how was I going to work things out with this woman? Well, I didn't have to. I just turned it over to God and let it go, and it's gone. So that was really wonderful.
That is great.
Yep.
Thank you for sharing that. I think there's nothing more challenging than to be misunderstood and to be blamed for something that we did not do or being misunderstood. We have many opportunities to go through that with husbands, with children, and with coworkers and other friends and people as we grow spiritually. And it's an opportunity when those things happen to learn how to go within. Mm-hmm. So we'll continue now.
Those of you who have mastered the light of God harmony within have also benefited from that wealth of the spirit that manifests as perfect health, vitality, and beingness. When in some way there is a stoppage of the flow of that God harmony within you, then you have experienced temporary disease and what you have termed an unlucky situation, which, dearest ones, I must say, may seem to be unfortunate, and yet is the direct result of your abrogating of cosmic law within your body temple. If you utilize all of the resources of God each day that are at your fingertips, then the light of God is yours and your perfect wheel. Through the wheel of life and the Buddhic essences of the Sourceful One is also yours. I increase the light of God harmony here, for there has been within this place and sacred space the invocation to the muses of heaven. And Muses himself has come again and again, employing all manner of melodic harmonies, that which is bringing the music of the spheres into play within Livingston and within the world. Yes, dearest one, you enjoy harmony. You enjoy your favorite songs, the rhythms therein, the arias, and the strains of light that flow through the light and sound rays as they dawn within your world, caressing all life, and then flow back to the source through the reverberations of spirit and the harmonic wave patterns that give birth to other worlds and dimensions, higher octaves.
Now I would like to share with you, now he talks about the music of the spheres and how they play above Livingston. Livingston is our heart center sanctuary. It's the, I guess you could kind of call it the headquarters of this movement. We're not an organization, we're just a movement. Anybody can join us because we're not an organization, we're just a movement. But anyway, let me just share with you something from a book called The Secret Power of Music. In it, the author says, there is scarcely a single function of the body which cannot be affected by musical tones. The roots of the auditory nerves are more widely distributed, that's the nerves from your ear, are more widely distributed and possess more extensive connections than those of any other nerves in the body. Investigation has shown that music affects digestion, internal secretions, circulation, nutrition, and respiration. The neural networks of the brain have been found to be sensitive to music and harmonic principles, such as what we just heard. And then he says, those rhythms that are more harmonious and healthy, such as classical music, have been found, depending on their tempos, to be very effective energy risers or calmatives, and they are, of course, much more beneficial in the long run than toxic addictive chemicals, such as Valium. Music can definitely change your metabolism. It can affect your muscular energy, raise or lower your blood pressure, and it may be able to do all these things more successfully and pleasantly than any other drugs that produce artificial changes in our bodies. And here's something. It'll also do the opposite. In one of the experiments that were done, it was known that shrill sounds projected into a liquid media coagulated protein. And a recent teenage fad was that of taking soft or raw eggs to rock concerts and placing them at the foot of the stage. Midway through the concert, the eggs could be eaten hard-boiled as a result of the music. Amazingly, few rock fans wondered what that same music might be doing to their bodies. And one more thing I wanted to read, just to show you how you can hear the wrong kind of music and what it will do. You've probably heard of Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones. Well, they were the protagonists in a similar and an interesting story. During the 1969 Altamont Rock Festival, they performed the song Sympathy for the Devil. The Hell's Angels bodyguards went on a rampage, attacking the audience with such violence that more people were severely injured and even killed than any other concert. Afterwards, Mick Jagger did not seem too concerned about the incident. He and the other group members even refused to attend court in order to identify the murderer or murderers who perhaps because of this went free. However, one thing Mick Jagger did have to say, quote, "Something like that happens every time I play that song." So music can be a tremendously influencing on our bodies. And God Harmony has several other heart streams that I wish we could share all of them tonight. But if anybody would like to hear them, just let me know and I will send them to you. One other thing I want to read. In an experiment conducted by Dr. Lee Salk, a recording was played of a normal heartbeat for newborns in a hospital nursery. Most of the newborns were soothed to sleep by this regular, quiet heartbeat. Then Dr. Salk put on the accelerated heartbeat of an excited person. The two recordings were both at the same volume. But when the second one was played, every single one of the infants awoke, most of them tense and crying. Can you imagine then what it feels like when the child is in the womb and the mother is thrust into something that's very stressful? Or when the child is born and the mother mother plays loud music such as rock music and heavy metal music. There's an interesting malady called, if I can find the name of it here, it's a mysterious malady known as musicogenic epilepsy. Some of its victims have been tormented to the point of committing suicide or murder. There are 76 cases that were carefully recorded of this malady that have been documented. And there are no doubt many other sufferers who simply do not realize the source of their problem and have received no specific treatment. In each documented case, the sufferer experienced seizures, which were brought on by rock or heavy metal music, though the causative music was a little different in different cases. And it goes on telling about some of the cases of the people that committed suicide or injured other people when they heard this music. So we don't have, people aren't recording this now, people aren't even keeping track of what this kind of music causes. But I will tell you this, when you see car advertisements on television or you hear them on television, they are always rock or heavy metal music. So they know something that we don't know or we didn't know about playing rock music with advertisements. So now we'll continue.
Yes, sound creates, even as light from the source is the first manifestation of that creation. And when you use sound mindfully, harmony is born, light, in its effectual presentation, manifests as a glorious array within the dimensionless planes of being.
Lenore, if you are there, would you like to share for us how you deal with inharmonious situations?
Actually, Cindy's here. Can you hear Cindy?
Oh, Cindy, good. We couldn't hear you before. Okay.
Yeah,
go
I
ahead.
Did. Okay. Okay, thanks. Well, last Sunday, my husband, John, came home after being gone for like 4 days, and we greeted each other, and then I went down to work on one of our rentals. When I came back, after being gone for just a short time, he somehow managed to get quite inebriated. And in the past, I would, like, bring this up, and a sure argument would usually follow. But instead, I chose to keep harmony. And it wasn't easy. But I kept telling myself to choose to be the mother light, to center myself in my heart and not my mind. I also reminded myself of Mother Mary's Immaculate Concept, which is a concept that every person and situation is perfect. And there's no blaming, shaming, condemning, belittling, criticizing, judging, or gossiping. And it worked. Afterwards, I was so grateful that I chose to be harmonious. And I saw what a boom it was, and I felt victorious in the light. So since last Sunday, I kept up being harmonious whenever a challenge with my husband came up. And by Tuesday, my husband said he did not like the way he has been acting. So we had a wonderful talk, and our relationship is like 100% better. And I know in my heart it was because I kept my harmony and he could see and feel my harmonious spirit and he desired to be more harmonious himself. So I'm so grateful I can share this with you, Donna, for this alchemy.
Oh, wow. Thank you for sharing that with us, Cindy.
Uh-huh.
This is something I know others identify with to one degree or another. I can remember when my husband decided to leave me because I was in these teachings. And he said to me, either you give up the teachings that you're doing, which I don't agree with, or I will leave. And so I said, I'm not giving them up. So he left. And that was probably one of the biggest challenges of my life because I loved him. And in every other aspect, we got along very well. But he did not like what I was doing. I don't blame him, because for a number of years, we had served together in a very evangelical missionary group and had quite a ministry. And now I was leaving him to do it on his own, in a sense. I was no longer right there beside him, serving with him. It all worked out. He came back, and we did serve together in another aspect, another way. In fact, before he died, he was telling my children, you know, your mother has something there. What she's doing is really a blessing to her, and I see it changing her life and helping her. So don't say anything against it. And they haven't. even though they're all evangelical Christians. So with that, we'll go on here a little bit further.
Have you heard the music of the spheres within your own soul, O man or woman of God? Have you discerned and enumerated within your being the notes, the scales, the melodic impulses of true God harmony within you? If not, begin this day. Play something of your own instrumentation of divine beingness through your voice raised unto the sun, fire, the radiance of your source. Even as the birds chirp and sing their own melodies of joy, you may discern just what your song of life is, and then bring it to pass through mindful work, through harmonious effort, through joyful service to man.
So let me ask everybody, what song are you singing through the day? Have you ever woke up in the morning singing a song that just has been going through your mind all day? What kind of songs are these that you listen to enough so that they cling to your mind and help you or maybe annoy you? So now I'm going to ask Lenore, if you're there, and Lenore, hit star six and share with us.
Hi. I just thought of my little answer to your question, Donna. I have this song that I sing all the time. I kind of jokingly call it my default when I'm just, you know, outside or whenever. It's the first verse of the Cosmic Violet Joy Waltz. I am a being of cosmic violet fire. And then the rest of that little stanza. And that just helps me so much. You know, I just center with that song. It just really, I guess it's my song. Anyway, so what I had wanted to share was that I really value harmony, as most all of us do. And where I find the greatest challenge to it is in my solar plexus when something comes up, and then I think that's pretty common for most people too. You just feel this churning in your solar plexus, and that's required to get straightened out ASAP. It's just being in harmony is like the most important thing. You just got to get back to that. If you feel something going on there, you know, figure out what you have to do to get that restored to harmony. So last week I was working on, you know, doing some work on the computer, and I got an email that kind of upset me. And it was, you know, I don't think I should just stay here on the computer and try to continue to work. I think I just need to go outside and water the plants and just kind of let things just flow off of me and just kind of open that space in my mind and my heart and my chakras to just let the air in, you know. So I did that for a while, and it really helps. I find that if I can just leave that, whatever that situation is, and do something like that. And so then this week, kind of a similar situation happened, and here again, it was an email, and I was getting kind of worked up, and well, I'm leaving this desk here. I'm going to go clean my refrigerator. So I spent a long time cleaning my refrigerator, and I realized I still had this going on in my solar plexus, and it didn't really work this time to do that kind of distraction thing and so forth. So when I was on my evening walk, I just gave heartfelt violet flame decrees, just very heartfelt and long, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes or something like that. And that's what did the trick. It really was that I required the violet flame into that situation, into the energy, into that relationship, into the whole, that whole ball of wax, you know. So I was just very grateful that we have this teaching, you know. We have this great resource. And so,
yes,
that's what I wanted to share.
Oh, Lenore, thank you so, so much. That is so important, the violet flame. There are, if you, anybody who does not have, that's listening, but does not have a prayer and song book, I can't tell you how valuable this book is. It's not expensive. I think it's $15. But you can turn to any of those prayers, or you can play the songs on your computer, or get the songs from our store and learn them. The songs are very valuable, and a lot of the prayers you can sing. In fact, sometimes if I'm doing a prayer, when I'm walking around the lake and I don't have a particular tune for it, I make up my tune, and I take the book is a three-ring binder, and so I will take make copies of the songs out of the three-ring binder and carry the copies with me as I'm walking around this lake with my dog, and I will sing some of the violet flame as Lenore was sharing with us. It's so valuable. And the song she was sharing with us is one that I wake up with sometimes also. So I know it's a valuable song. I think that sometimes when we go to the master's retreats at night, we sing these songs there, and we come back in the morning with a song in our soul. So I am so appreciative of your sharing that, Lenore. So we'll go on here a little bit.
And kind. There is now an equalization of the light essences within your being that will for each one bring opportunity for greater graces, abundance, and flow within your world. Stay tuned to the source. Maintain that channel of light to the Godhead, whereby you may hear and know within you that stream of beingness by your attention on presence and through your discernment of spirits. Yes, the Holy Spirit comes to each one who is in harmony with self.
I'm just going to say here, when he says with self, he has it capitalized. That's your higher self. The most important thing you can learn to do is meditate with your higher self, perhaps with some music of the spheres, some music from the Elohim, the Masters, or Bach, any of the classical music. Wagner, so many of these wonderful classical authors playing very quietly in the background. You can read, there's a book called How to Meditate by John Novak, or go to the Heart Center webpage and research some meditations to do with Boyd Batten, or Google some wonderful meditation sites online. There's one I found called Towards Stillness Meditations. They teach you very easily how to meditate. These things will bring you to harmony. They will relieve depression, stress, increase clarity of mind, relax and help you to sleep, and deal with life in a focused manner, knowing that this too shall pass and that all things work together for good for them who love God and do his will, according to Romans 8:28. So, now we'll just hear the last part of this.
And that spirit divine flows through your world, bringing you understanding of the sacred scriptures of light in the context of your life today. You may study all manner of teachings, yet, dearest ones, how do you utilize this knowledge and wisdom in the present hour to to grace this world with the reverence of your life energies and the co-creativity of your virtues in this moment of time, this sacred space of light.
Now, at this moment, God Harmony sings through David. He makes, I think he uses the syllable ah, A-H, for about 26 seconds. So use that to close your eyes and try to get in sync with that sound for a few minutes, for a few seconds.
Sometimes, in very simple, lilting melodies, there is born a new world within you, whereby greater God presence, holiness, cosmic possibilities for your attainment and for your delivery from all that has assailed your union with God occurs. Stay true to the line. Of life and live fully in that light, O soul. Of God, I thank you.
I'm going to ask Cindy to seal the class for us, and then Dwayne will share with you a wonderful opportunity to hear from the Holy Spirit individually, and actually you'll get to spend 20 to 30 minutes with the Holy Spirit. She will share that plus some other interesting information. So, Cindy?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Okay. In the name I am that I am, my beloved Holy Christ Buddha Self, and Holy Christ Buddha Selves of all light bearers throughout cosmos, we thank you, beloved God Harmony, for your wisdom and teaching this night. May we all come up higher in harmony within ourselves. We also thank you, beloved David, for who you are and all you do to bring in the new diamond, golden, crystal age consciousness through this ascended mastered movement, the Heart Center Community. And thank you, my beloved, dear friend Donna, for your selfless service in preparing a wonderful and informative Heart Share class month after month. We also thank all who took the time to be here this evening, to be with God Harmony and our Heart Share team. May harmony grow within all now. This class is now sealed in the light of God that never fails. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Cindy. We're inviting all of you to stay, and please listen to what Dwayne has to share. Before you leave, and if any of you would like to pray with us or give us some prayer requests to pray for you regarding any kind of stress or challenge that you're aware of in your own life or in the lives of relatives or friends or people that you're aware of, please stay. So, Dwayne, come ahead. Dwayne, are you there?
Okay. Beloved Donna, I require a little clarity of what you're requesting of me. I know that I was going to share different events that are happening with the Heart Center. And are you asking something about the 20-minute session as well?
Yeah, I thought you would just mention that if you would like. If you don't...
Well, please, just ask. I mean, just let me know what you would like me to share. Just the fact that David is...
the announcements that you were going to share, that's fine. And then just include the other...
Did you desire for me to share a little bit about the 20-minute session that David is offering?
Yeah, that would be great.
I mean, is that what you were asking me?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't have that clear in the beginning. I'll just share that I had a session yesterday, and it was just amazing. It was just absolutely amazing. And I had been praying for clarification on many aspects of my life and understanding and how I may accelerate and how where I require putting my attention and my energies. And it was a most amazing experience in that the Holy Spirit fulfilled my every question, my every wonderment of not only my life plan, but information on just, you know, where my history and how that is now coming into play within my life. And it was really quite magical. And so David is offering this possibility for anyone who is choosing truly a soul upliftment. And we gain greater perspective of the wholeness of our being, and perhaps even the gifts that we have offered in our past and how they are once again becoming available to us. It's an amazing clearance of our chakras and our aura and of different aspects within our being that have perhaps been a burden to us. And it can be healing on physical, mental, emotional, etheric levels. And I highly recommend it to anyone who is ready for this, you might say, leap in awareness, consciousness, and just joy and a higher level of healing within our being. Aside from that, I will share some of the activities that we have going on in our Heart Center. Every Sunday night, 7:30 p.m. EDT, Eastern Daylight Time, there's a teleclass from Sharon Wallace on Zero Limits. And I have a telephone number if anyone's interested in that. Perhaps we can mail to you a list of all these if you don't have access to a computer. On Monday night, there's a book study across the country with Donna Dragan, now on Dr. Shakuntala Modi's book, Prayers, Healing, Protection, A Gift from God, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And it is... it's just a marvelous book. It was very quick reading, really quick to pass through that, and a marvelous prayer that is so complete. I think in giving that prayer that she has offered within the book, it just touches so many levels of our being and gives us that awareness of how much influence we have on every part of life, on every part of matter, spirit, in our prayers and in our intentions, and how we can free up our soul and the souls of many on this planet. So it is truly a gift to the world. I can't speak more too much about it. On Wednesday night, Sharon Wallace has a healing prayer service, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and we have that number available if you're interested. Every Thursday, Baltimore, Maryland, has a decree service with heart friends from other states, and they get together on the phone at 7:15 to divide a matrix of different prayers between everyone. And so we can give you more information on that if you're interested. Arlene Prescott has a Tuesday night teleclass to study the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And I don't remember which master this was, but I'm sure a number of them have encouraged us to take this up and truly know these documents, and so that we can put our attention and our understanding, and not only to be able to share it, but also just to see this in place and visualize this and know what the importance of these documents are, and sharing it in any way we can. And we have information on that. And we have a number of events that are coming up in next month, the 11th through the 14th, here in Mount Shasta, where we are, Saint Germain and the Rakazi Connection, the Divine Director initiates a new era of freedom with the Aquarian Master. And this is going to be a wonderful opportunity. August 19th through 21st, there's an event in Chicago, Illinois. August 19th is a day of prayer for Chicago, and August 20th through 21st is the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo. In September 16th through 18th, Minneapolis, Minnesota, a seminar on the healing of soul, mind, and heart with Hilarion and Lady Francesca. October 7th through 13th, Buenos Aires, Argentina and Colonia, Valdez, Uruguay, a pilgrimage and first international congress with Saint Germain comes with the great cosmic beings to anchor the light of freedom in South America. So this is a wonderful opportunity for all those who come together on Saturday in once a month on our internet broadcast. And just to mention, too, that any of our broadcasts that we have every day are accessible by telephone. If you don't have the numbers, please let us know, and you're able to join in that manner. So this is for Anchoring Light. It's the first international gathering for this group that we've ever had. So it's going to be quite something. December 18th through 20th, Puerto Penasco, Mexico. I think this, I'm not sure if this is a for sure event. This is scheduled for the 18th through 20th, and it's the Winter Solstice Prayer Vigil, if this does take place. The Virgin of Guadalupe calls you to her Immaculate Heart, sacred immersion in Mother Mary's loving presence, December 21st through 22nd. And this is a youth retreat. So we also have a HeartShare radio broadcast from the United States. And this comes out of Glendale, Arizona, weekly, a one-hour internet radio show, God and Country with Julie and Wayne Purden. So there's a lot going on, a lot of opportunity to learn, grow, and pray together. So thank you.
Thank you, Dwayne. That was wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing about your special time with the Holy Spirit. I didn't know you had just had that, and what you shared was just perfect.
Oh, thank you.
I'm hoping to have this experience soon, probably this coming weekend. So Thank you so much. And now I would like to invite everyone to stay, anyone to stay that would have any questions that you would like to ask or any prayer requests that you would like to give us. I'm going to ask Barbara to take down those prayer requests and help us pray together. So go ahead, Barbara.
Donna?
Yes.
This is Vicki Kidd. I have a prayer request
okay. For
my husband, Jack Kidd. He had a little accident at work in the yard loading pipe and hit his head, and he's had 5 previous concussions. So anytime he hits his head, that makes him really sick, and he has a lot of problems with nausea and vertigo, and he's been going through that. And then today he came home from work. He's caught the flu, so he's really not feeling very well right now.
Oh, dear. Oh, my. Okay, we certainly will pray for Jack. You said he had to have 5 stitches?
Well, he's had 5, and through the years, he's had 5 different concussions on his head.
Oh.
And so anytime he hits his head, it kind of brings all the symptoms back of, like, even though he doesn't have a concussion, he has the symptoms, you know, of a concussion.
Right, sure. Yep, that can be very unnerving and very unbalancing.
Yes.
Yes, we will certainly be praying for him.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vicki. Are there any other requests tonight? And Barbara, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, did I come through?
Yes, you came through.
Oh, that's great. I heard you say *6 to someone else, so I cheated and listened. hi, this is Kimberly.
Uh-huh.
And I have never asked for a prayer request before through the channel, but I've been on before. But I'm having such a difficult, meaning I'm being so pulled to learn more about Saint Germain, and but every time I start reading or I'm on a roll, it's like something always happens, and everybody else's life seems to be more important than my life, and I just don't know how to get out of this. I feel like every day I'm exhausted, and I haven't done anything I'm supposed to do, and I feel like I have to get prepared for something. I feel like I have a work to do, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on. So before I was introduced to Saint Germain and he came into my life, I could meditate very clearly, but now my meditations are even more quiet, and so I don't even know what that means. So I just want prayer, and I'll also be praying for the lady who just got off with her husband as well, for Jack. But I just need the strength of the community to support me through this, because I'm ready to do work. And the last thing, I just found all my emails. I don't know where they've been going. I just found like literally 20 emails from the Heart Center, and I thought that everyone had forgot about me, but they've been coming through, and I still don't know where they are. I just know that I saw them last night, and that's how I knew to come on today.
Okay.
But yeah, and I feel really bad because I've been trying to get up to Mount Shasta, and you all are about to go there, and I think I've missed my opportunity. So I'll probably try to get in touch with David about that.
Where do you live?
Huh?
Where do you live?
I'm in Oakland, San Francisco area.
Oh, okay. Well, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area in a little town called El Cerrito.
Oh, my goodness. I lived in El Cerrito for 6 years. I'm literally less than a mile away from El Cerrito. So,
goodness.
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
Listen, we would love to support you and help you, and do you work? Do you have children? Are you married? What's your situation?
Well, the good thing is that my daughter is on her way to graduate school, and she's in another state, so that's a blessing. And the Lord has just, like, soon as I found out about, I mean, I'm very much aware of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit has always worked with me, so I was always pulled in by the Holy Spirit. And so that has always been my guide. And then I learned about Saint Germain, and things started opening up, but it just seems like it poured on my daughter, which I think every mother would want.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's she's doing very well. She got into her program she wanted to. She's gainfully employed. So I don't have to have that worry on me anymore. And before, as a single parent, I raised her as a single parent, truly as a single parent. Some women say that, but they really have support. I really didn't. And she's doing just great, and she's articulate and healthy. So I'm grateful to God. I am living off of SSDI because I had broke my back and snapped my neck. But David recently met me in, I think, Marin or San Mateo. I can't remember where we met at the Life Expo, the one that just passed. But the point is that I was walking better, and I feel great. And but I still haven't gotten back to work. So by the time I pay my rent, and I pay my dental bill and my medical bill, I am left with literally $30 a month. And so I try to go to food banks and get food. So, but I don't complain. I never say, why me, Lord? Because at least I have legs to walk with, and I'm breathing, and God loves me, and I know him. And so I'm okay. I really am. I never complain. I just keep it going.
Wonderful.
And so that's, yeah. And so that's my story. And, so I don't, that's the other thing. It's like I don't have a lot to do that I should be so consumed, but for some reason I am. And I have so many books I want to read, you know, some books of David's that I have, and I read them and I get so involved in them, and then all of a sudden something calls me. And I know that's the enemy just trying to get me off track. I just don't know how to stay on track. And that's really bothering me right now, because I just feel like the day and night, it gets to be day, and the next thing I know, it's night.
I'll tell you a couple of things that will help.
Okay.
Be very careful how much caffeine or sugar that you take in, because those things will constantly cause you to be distracted. You can go from one thought to another. You up and find yourself doing something that was not exactly what you were planning to do or that wasn't on your do list. And if you focus mainly on vegetables and fruit, in fact, there's another great book you may be able to get at the library called Medical Medium by Anthony William. It's a new book.
Okay.
It's popular, and it really tells you how to eat to get well and to stay well. And
okay.
Medical Medium.
Okay.
You can look it up online at Amazon.com, and sometimes you can get these books on sale for practically nothing.
I know.
At used bookstores. So that's
okay.
Another. But, yes, I know what it feels like. I know what you're going through. We all do. We've all been there where we intended to do this, intended to do that. We've all had do lists. And I'll tell you this, if you don't have a schedule, like from 8 to 9, I'm going to do this. From 9 to 10, I'm going to do that, that sort of thing. You won't get, you won't meditate. You won't read or whatever it is you want to put on there. You've got to put what you really want to do on a schedule. If you just have a do list, you won't get it done. It's much better to have a schedule. And even though if you don't totally follow the schedule because of a phone call or interruption, at least you can look back at it and go back to where you left off when something interrupted you.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I didn't mean to.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna use this as a confirmation, because when I was listening to all of you before and what you were bringing forth, I could clearly hear that I needed to have a schedule. And I'm really good at having a list, do list, but a do list just gets me discombobulated in my head. It's just too much. But a schedule, I'm one of those kind of OCD. If I say I'm going to do it, I do it. So a schedule would be good for me. And the thing is, I keep thinking I have to wait for the first of the year to get the new calendar. And then as I'm listening to your voice like 20 minutes ago, I could clearly hear, go online and download it, a calendar. There's I didn't know, but I'm assuming it must be because I heard that. And so I'm going to do that and make a calendar. Also, I've been craving sugar like crazy. I never crave sugar, and that sugar has been making me get up at 3 and 4 in the morning literally drinking. I've never been a pop drinker, and I have Coke in my refrigerator right now, and the Coca-Cola, and I thought, what are you doing? Why are you doing this now? So that's interesting that you would say that. So I will stop that as well, because it's I'm a vegetarian, so it won't be hard to stick with the vegetables, and I love good food, so that's good. But I really do. One thing that David kind of, I was reading some of his, in one of his books, and so I'm sure you've done this too, and this has changed my life in the last month and a half. Before I wasn't exercising because I had been disabled for so long, I just had stopped. And mm-hmm. So David said one of the good things about, you know, trying to get closer to our higher self and to the Lord and allowing God to lead us and be ready for our mission is to exercise. And he did talk about morning meditations. I don't know how to get on the call for morning meditations. I'm very confused by that. So, I mean, we can be offline and someone can educate me on that. I would love to be up in the mornings and do that, but because my understanding is that it comes with an exercise. But I've been doing exercises, and I've been getting stronger. My mind has been getting clearer, and that's why I thought that I would be ready for this. But instead, I'm wearing myself out, worrying about that I'm wearing myself out.
Can I interrupt?
Yes.
Kimberly, my name is Duane, and I can give you my phone number to continue this on, and I'll give you the list of phone numbers that you can call to get into the service.
Said Duane with a D
Duane.
Or G?
It's D-W-I-N-N?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'll give you my phone number. It's 530-926-4772.
Okay, very good. Okay, excellent. Thank you. I'll call you. You know, Miss Carolyn was willing to help me like a month ago, and then I didn't want to bug her, so I didn't call. But she emailed me back and said, "No, call me at home, and I'll But I didn't because I thought I would figure it out myself, and I haven't. And then I didn't call her. So
okay.
I will call.
Well, then you just call whenever you're ready.
Feel free to call.
No,
Duane.
I'm actually ready now.
Okay.
So I'll give you a call then tomorrow if that's okay.
Thank you. Fine. That's fine. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Duane is a perfect person to call. She's had so much experience, and I'm sure you'll identify with a lot of things that she has done and is learning. She's right up there in Mount Shasta, in fact. So she'll tell you her experiences with St. Germain and what she's doing. Yes, so please do. Yeah. And we will be praying for you, Kimberly. What you have said is so, we all identify with so many of the things you said. Somebody here identifies with each thing you say. So I'm so glad you shared what you have been going through and what you've been learning. And I know.
Well, I almost didn't, but I'm so desperate for help so I can do my work, you know, the work that God needs us all to do, our own talents that, you know, whatever he's created us for. And I don't have time to just stay in the shadows. I'm so eager. So I really appreciate you making me feel comfortable because I wasn't going to come on. But if David is still there, he needs to know. Once he told me about St. Germain being around me, it was like that whole week. It was so crazy. That whole week, people who have different gifts that I'd go around or whatever, they'd go, "Oh, my goodness, do you know that St. Germain is all around you?" And I would just crack up because I had never even heard of St. Germain before. And then all of a sudden, St. Germain has been making himself very much known in my life. It's been unreal. It's been beautiful.
Yes, you, that's for sure.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, then I guess I don't know how to disconnect, so I'm going to just listen to you.
Hit star 6 again. You just hit star 6 again, and you'll be okay.
Okay. Well, God bless, and thank you so much. And I also will be praying for others as I hear their prayer requests and those that I've heard, the one that I've heard. Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome. Now, are there any other prayer requests tonight?
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Anna.
How are you, darling? How are you?
Yes. Would you pray for Susan Sperry?
Okay, hold on just a minute there, Rebecca. I'm taking one more, and then I'll call on you.
Okay.
Okay, Anna.
Thank you. I just came home from the hospital. I was hospitalized for about 5 days. I had a total collapse on my urine system due to problems with the medication that the doctor put me on because my kidney, they were not working right. And it was pretty bad because I got to a point that I couldn't even pass any urine at all. But I'm doing better. I'm getting much better day by day with God's help. Thank God and your help, guys. Thank you, guys.
Now, what you said, you had a total collapse of what?
My urine system, my kidney.
Please, okay.
Uh-huh. I went to emergency room, and from there I was admitted to the hospital. And I was in the hospital for 5 days until Monday when I came home.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we will pray for, this is Anna Bodoff, everybody, and we will pray for Anna to completely get back in balance regarding her kidneys and for a complete and total healing of her due to this medication problem that she had that caused this kidney collapse.
Yeah.
And what's the name of your doctor?
Dr. Gina Lindberg.
Lindberg?
Yeah, Lindberg. Uh-huh.
Lindberg.
Yeah, in Marietta.
Okay, we'll pray for you to get the right treatment from him and for the right healing to occur as soon as possible for you, because this is, I know, very stressful for you.
Oh, it is. Yes.
Yes, and 5 days in the hospital, my goodness, that was serious.
Yeah, my coccyx is very, very sore.
I can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine your tailbone is very sore.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let you go right now and so I can take Rebecca's, but we will be praying for you this week, Anna, and we'll pray for you tonight.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you,
mm-hmm.
guys.
Bye.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
Thank
Rebecca,
you.
Go ahead.
Yes, would you pray for Susan Sperry? We think we prayed for her once before, but anyway, she's the daughter of a friend of mine, Susan is an alcoholic, and anyway, she was in a bar and got drunk and fell and hit her head and then was kind of incoherent for quite a while, and they had her on IVs and stuff to bring her out of the DTs and everything, and I think she must have been on that a week and a half or so. They finally took the IVs off, and she's not doing very well.
Is she still in the hospital?
Yes.
Okay.
And she has to have a PT be able to walk her to the sink so she can wash her hands and brush her teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And she just started this last week to be able to carry on a conversation.
Okay, so she's been incoherent.
Yes.
Old is Susan?
54, I think.
Okay. We will certainly pray for Susan for you.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a prayer request.
Yes.
Carlene Tagstrom.
Yes, Carlene.
On Monday, I am going to have an inspection of the interior of my bladder. There is a tumor in there, and they have to find out if it's just a tumor or cancer.
I see.
And that's on Friday, on Monday in Sioux City, Iowa, at the Mercy Medical Clinic Hospital. And I certainly appreciate your prayers for that complete healing.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sure this is stressful for you. As much as you can, Carlene, play the music that that we talked about tonight, and as much as you can, meditate with it. Honor, you know, you know the violet flame prayers.
Oh, yes.
So
uh-huh.
Use this time before you go to meditate and pray and just let that music come into your subconscious.
What music is that?
Any music.
What music is that?
The main, if you have any classical music or any of the heart center music.
I do. Uh-huh.
Heart center music has all been written basically or inspired by the masters.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
That will be very helpful for you at this time. Usually, now, I'm going to tell everybody that this is a lady who's in her 90s.
Yeah,
and,
92.
Yeah.
And I just, in March, I had a very serious operation for a bowel resection.
Wow. And how are you doing?
Well, my energy got up and went.
Well, at 92, you sound pretty good to me. But
okay.
I will say this. Usually, at 92, you don't develop cancer. And the one reason why is because your metabolism is so different. So if there is a cancer, it's very slow to grow. This is the way it usually goes. Now, I'm not saying that's your situation, but you can even visualize in your mind that little tumor shrinking, shrinking, shrinking. You can see it be filled with light and just shrinking down into a little tiny spot of light and then gone. And then your bladder filled with light.
Oh,
so,
thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You can do that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll do that.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, thank you for your prayers.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other prayer requests tonight?
Well, maybe not a prayer request, but a praise to God.
Uh-huh.
I have two sons living with me,
uh-huh.
and they really don't get along too much. but one son helps me very, very much. The other one has diabetes and doesn't help too much. He doesn't feel well, and he's lost his job.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday his car just, the brake lines broke, and it's so old and rusty that it can't be fixed. So I told him, I don't know anything about that. You'll have to talk to your brother. He's a master mechanic. So lo and behold, the two of them have talked very peacefully. I've talked to God about this, and one of the things that I've learned is that a little mantra, I let go, I let God, I am free, I am grateful. And
wonderful.
I've been saying that over and over and over, and it worked. They've been very, very cooperative together and talking and just being good. That's one. So I want to praise the Lord for that.
Yes, that is wonderful.
Yes.
That is wonderful, Carlene. Thanks for sharing that about your sons. I'm
yes,
so glad.
You're welcome. And remember that little mantra that I let go, I let God, and I am free. And then
wonderful.
You can add, I am grateful also.
I let go, I let God, I am free,
mm-hmm.
and I am grateful.
Yeah. And it certainly did work.
Wonderful.
Yep, yep. So,
Donna, this is Rebecca again.
I talked to
St.
Germain and Ilmoyer
uh-huh.
quite a bit. And, yeah.
That's good, yes. Talking to St. Germain is very, very important. He's very glad to hear.
Thank
what
you.
Say.
Okay. Well, thank you for your prayers.
Mm-hmm. You have them.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Rebecca, you had something else?
No.
Oh, I was wondering what I should concentrate on for the nerve damage in my lower extremities. What should I visualize and
what
concentrate
kind of,
on?
What kind of symptoms are you having, Rebecca?
Just pain and cramps and, you know, malfunction.
Is this in your legs or what?
In my legs and feet.
Nerve damage. In your legs and feet.
Uh-huh.
And you don't have any signs of diabetes?
No.
And the doctor
no,
said
not.
It was due to what? I remember you told me what the doctor said it was due to once.
Well, the mercury poisoning.
Oh, the mercury poisoning. Have you been able to get that cilantro or blueberries?
Well, I've been able to use some cilantro, you know, from a dropper. Yeah.
Okay. You can get.
Well, I haven't been able to get to a grocery store. I live 40 miles from the store.
Okay. If you can get the real cilantro, that would be a wonderful thing. That would help a lot. It takes time. Mercury poisoning takes a very, very long time. So I would meditate on seeing. You are familiar with the nervous system because you were a physical therapist once. So I would visualize those nerves like electrical wires all through your body. See them filled with light. See the light streaming down through those nerves, right down to the bottoms of your feet and going out, and going out to help others in the planet that have similar problems. But sit down, take some time to meditate with some music in the background, and see those nerves all light up throughout your body, not just the ones in your lower extremities, but the whole body. You may want to lay down when you do this, or you may want to sit in a meditative position, whichever works the best for you. And if it hasn't worked in the past, practice the deep breathing. Practice saying to yourself first, peace, be still. Peace, be still, and know that I am God. Do that first while you're breathing. Concentrate on your breathing, going in and out. Feel the breath going into your nose, into your lungs, and out. And then visualize the nerves in your body lighting up like lightning all throughout your whole physical self. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
And we'll pray for this too for you. Okay, are there any other prayer requests?
Yes, Barbara here.
Oh, good, Barbara.
I would ask for prayers for my husband, Philip, who has been having some numbness and tingling in his legs. He's got some nerve issues going on.
So, which leg?
Both of them, but especially the left leg, but both of them.
Okay. Especially left leg. All right. Well, I didn't realize that. We will pray for him and for this numbness and tingling in his legs, especially the left leg.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Barbara, I think you and I, and I don't know who else is on that can help us pray.
Dwayne.
Oh, good. Dwayne, I'm glad you're here. Okay. Let's divide these up. We've got six people, or six basic sets, and I'll go through them here. I've got them written down. So, Barbara, if you will, did you hear the first ones, Barbara?
Who? I know Kimberly was on for a long time talking.
Did you hear Jack, the request for
no.
Jack Kidd? Okay,
Jack
I'll tell you
Kidd?
This one.
Okay.
Jack Kidd, Vicky Kidd's husband.
Oh, okay. Jack Kidd, Vicky's husband.
Yes. Right. He fell and hit his head, and he's had 5 concussions in the past, and every time he hits his head, it results in nausea and vertigo, and just recently he came home with the flu, and he's just really feeling bad after this last time he fell and hit his head. So we want to pray for his total healing.
Okay.
And then if you would pray for Kimberly, she
all
has...
Right.
In general, I think you've got an idea of we need to pray
right.
for her. Also, regarding just getting herself together, getting on a schedule, and her needs being met.
Right.
She has a number of things here. She would like to go to
Mount Shasta
sometime, and she's going to call Dwayne.
She's going to call Dwayne.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah.
So just be praying for her to follow through on that. And then, Dwayne, I'll give you Anna Bodoff, who had been in the hospital after she calls it a kidney collapse, but it was whatever happened to her kidneys was due, I guess she was having renal failures, what I would call it, or kidney failure, due to the medication she was on. And she ended up being in the hospital for 5 days, and her doctor is named Dr. Lindberg, I believe. So if you could pray, Dwayne, if you could pray for Anna. And then if you could also pray for Rebecca's request for Susan Perry, who is in the hospital after being something falling on her head in the barn, and due to being an alcoholic, she was out without the alcohol after that.
Well, she fell when she was in a bar.
Oh, in a bar.
Yeah, she got drunk and fell and hit her head.
Okay, so when they took her
into
the hospital, she was without alcohol, which meant that she went into DTs, delirium and tremors, and has been on IVs and is still incoherent. And also, Dwayne, if you would pray for Rebecca's nerve damage in her legs and feet. So have you got that, Dwayne?
Yes, I do. I do.
Great. Okay, and I'll pray for Carlene and for Barbara, for Philip. Okay, Barbara, go ahead and start.
Okay. In the name I am that I am, I call the beloved Archangel Michael in faith to lock your cosmic circle and sort of blue flame in and around Jack Kidd, Vicky Kidd's husband. Protect him and keep him safe, especially guard and protect his head and head area. I pray for his safety and well-being. I call the beloved Cyclopean in Virginia to clear all energy around him that is detrimental to his well-being. We call the beloved Kuan Yin, Goddess of Mercy, to transmute the cause and core of his falling issues and all his problems with concussion going back possibly other lifetimes, and transmute the cause and core of all of this and transmute it into pure light, light, light. We pray for full and complete resolution of any and all trauma on at every level caused by his head injuries. And we call for correct treatments and positive mental attitude and everything that will benefit him to help him move forward and overcome this issue in his life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We know it is done and we accept it done. I call the beloved Hilarion and all the angels of the Green Ray to overshine Kimberly, who lives in Oakland, California, to guide her in her new path of following the masters. Beloved Mighty Estrella, be with her and cut her addictions to sugar and caffeine. Help her to completely rid herself of these substances as much as possible so they don't interfere with her meditating. Clear her of all opposition that might be standing in the way of her pursuing her spiritual path, and give her courage and peace and help her to keep on keeping on. Beloved Lanello, walk with her every step of the way. I pray that she follows through and calls Dwayne tomorrow and she moves forward on her path according to your will, dear God. We thank you, and we know it is done. We ask the same blessing for all souls who are looking for a way up, a hand up on the path of light. And we send angelic hosts and reinforcement to guide them and to protect them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
And we call the beloved Archangel Michael and Faith and the seven archangels and Archei. We call to the healing of beloved Mother Mary and Raphael to come forth and assist Hannah Bodak. We call for the light of the angels to enter her kidneys and all remove and transmute according to God's perfect design all insufficiency of her kidneys. We see the blue flame and the emerald wave and the violet wave entering into every aspect, every cell, atom, and electron of her kidneys and being nourished and cleared of all blockages with its cause, effect, record, and memory. We call for Dr. Lindbergh to have the insight and the God awareness of the cause effect or the cause, the physical cause of this situation. We ask that whatever medication caused this problem not be repeated. We see Anna receiving the supplements that will pull out all toxins from medication that was not of the appropriate remedy for her. We see her having a diet that will flush out all impurities and the perfect amount of fluid for her body, what it can handle, and whatever treatments that she receives be supplemented with the angel's energy infusing through it to bring forth perfect balance, wholeness, and clearing of all blocks. Everything according to God's perfect holy will, wisdom, and love, directing all those working with her to have the perfect outcome. We call to beloved Archangel Michael in faith. We call for Mother Mary, Jesus, Saint Germain, for the clearing and all the angels, beloved faith in your legions of Archei. Come forth now to assist Rebecca in the healing of all nerve damage and any pain within her lower extremities. We call for the clearing of any remnants of mercury poisoning within her body temple. We see the violet flame entering her blood system and transmuting all blockages within the energy flowing through her nerves, within her lower extremities, and her taking the perfect minerals that will heal and open up the flow of the energy to transmute that pain. We call to you, beloved Archangel Michael in faith, and we call to mighty Astraea in purity and the angels and Archei to encircle Susan Perry. We ask that she be cut loose and set free from every energy entity who has attacked her temple in the use of alcohol, causing the incoherence and the tremors and the inability to maintain balance within her being. We ask that she be free in her physical, mental, emotional, and etheric bodies, astral bodies, of all ties to the energies and the substances of alcohol or anything else that is keeping her in bondage on any level. We ask that she be inspired and be given a vision and clarity as to how to exchange these energies and transmute them and find things in her life that will bring such wholeness and joy and mercy to free her soul, that it may rise up. Amen.
And in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit, we call to the healing angels and the healing masters and the healing cosmic beings. Especially we call to Mother Mary and the Mothers of Heaven for peace and calmness and joy for Carlene as she anticipates this bladder inspection that she's going to have in Sioux City, Iowa, at the Mercy Medical Hospital. And we thank you that you are helping her completely recover from the bowel resection surgery that she had in March. And we thank you that her two sons that live with her, who have not gotten along, are now getting along. And we do pray for them both to continue in their relationship of peace and harmony and balance and joy. May this whole household know what it means to let go, to let God, to be free and to be grateful. As Carlene has said it like a mantra over and over for this situation. And we pray today for the healing angels and the cosmic beings and Mother Mary and Hilarion and Angel Servatus to enter into the healing of Philip Gabbert tonight, to relieve him of any numbness and tingling in his legs, especially his left leg. May he be free of this, and may he know exactly what he needs to be doing to help his circulation and improve his whole well-being. Help him to get in balance, to strive to do the will of Almighty God into caring for himself correctly. And we do pray that these vitamins that he is selling will help him, and that he will know how to take them regularly and correctly. And we thank you for what he does to help other people in the business that he has with the computer work and computer repair. We pray now for everybody that has made a request tonight and all those who attended the class to be taken to the retreats tonight and to be lifted up in great joy and peace as they review what it means to be in harmony and balance, and as they learn more about meditation and about the teachings of the masters, may they be encouraged and taken to that retreat where they, their soul requires the help that it needs right now to grow spiritually. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, everyone, for being with us. At our next class, I believe we're going to have David speaking live with one of the masters, and I don't know the details yet, but we will be letting you know. So
that's Thursday, August 25th.
Thank you, Barbara. Yes, the last day of the month, August 25th.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody.
God bless.
Take
good
care,
night.
Everyone.
Good night. Night.
Good night.
Thank you,
thank
and
you.
Thank you, Barbara. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye, Donna.
Bye-bye.